Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Andy Graham, who is founder and president of Infinite Peripherals. Hi, Andy. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me.
So we're here to talk about a really exciting space, the MPOS, Mobile Point of Sale space, and the ecosystem that has evolved really fairly recently, although I know it's been more than a fairly recent phenomenon that these devices have turned phones and tablets into point-of-sale systems. So first, tell us, how does Infinite Peripherals fit overall in the ecosystem? When did you guys get started, and what role do you play?
Well, to take us back to the beginning, we've been taking a stab at this mobile POS space since 1999.
Wow.
With the invention of that's when the golden age of the PDA kind of kicked off, right? You had the original Palm Pilot. And, when the Palm 3 came out, we actually came out with a printer that attached to it that was used for a lot of delivery companies and whatnot, like local mom-and-pop type of places. So we've been kind of dabbling in the mobile point-of-sale peripherals world. It's almost been 15 years now.
Wowee.
But so we went through the whole gamut of PDAs. I think we probably, as a company, we probably own over 1,000 different PDAs, from Palms to the Handspring Treos to then the Palm Treos to the whole range of BlackBerry units to some Windows Mobile devices to back the old compact iPack handhelds. So, and we've made devices, mostly printers, scanners, and credit card readers for all of those devices.
Wow. So I'm going to resist the urge to say let's party like it's 1999, but 1,000 devices, 15 years, what is the biggest change or series of changes that you've seen in this mobile point-of-sale landscape over that period of time, but really I think more recently, because I think it's been in the last maybe 3 to 5 years that this space has really developed a lot of energy?
Well, it launched full scale with the Apple stores and what the Apple stores did using the iPod Touch as their mobile point-of-sale device. Before that, mobile point-of-sale had been kind of an afterthought, I think. There really wasn't a platform that lent itself to easily used in the retail space. I mean, you need to be customer-focused when you're using these devices, and to pull out a stylus and to kind of dig through these little hidden menus and whatnot of some of the older mobile operating systems just did not lend itself to being used for mobile POS. But I believe that it was Apple using their own iPod Touch 3, third generation, in the stores, which opened the eyes to the enterprise, and for the first time, it was accepted that a top-tier leader in technology, a company that big as Apple, could dedicate and trust a consumer mobile device to run its point-of-sale system.
That's an interesting way to look at it, because I think, of course, a lot of people would kind of place the ignition of this space around Square and its ability to sort of mainstream through the dongle the ability to turn devices like an iPhone into a card-accepting terminal.
Yeah, well, in terms of the payment space, I think Square, if I'm not mistaken, Square was a little bit after the widespread use of the devices in the Apple stores.
Yeah.
So, but what Square did was bring, that style of mobile commerce to the small, single operator type of business.
So, I mean, it's gotten a lot of criticism recently for the economics of having done that. I mean, I think what's interesting in looking at this space is how it really is bifurcating. You have the small merchants that view this as a card-accepting environment that's affordable, and certainly gives them a lot of flexibility. But I think to your point, you know, with Apple's use in a retail environment that certainly was larger at scale, you're seeing a lot of energy and momentum going in that direction as well. Where do you see the future of mobile point of sale? How do you see that evolving over the next several years, given I think what we're seeing in terms of the return on investment in both of those sectors?
Well, I think the return of investment on using these mobile devices is tremendous. And where mobile POS is headed is that as these devices, mobile POS devices, are used, they're going to need to deliver data, more data, faster. And the only way they're going to be able to do that is to continue to use consumer mobile devices adapted for business use due to the economies of scale and just sheer size of the consumer market for mobile devices. That's driving the technology now. That's driving the increase in processing speed, the increase in the size. So it's almost, you know, it's almost increasing at an exponential rate, that the power of these mobile devices. So the future of mobile POS, in my opinion, is tied 100% to the future of the consumer mobile device.
That's interesting. So what's on your roadmap?
Well, we are adapting our devices, our scanning devices, for many different vertical markets. We've had a lot of success in retail, and we're about to launch a device specially made for the medical market, and then a device that's also adapted to be used in the logistics market, the delivery distribution type of thing, kind of like your delivery guy carries around, or what they would use in a warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully a lot less bulky than the things they carry around now.
Yes, well, that's the trick, because that's where we're leveraging what's happening in the consumer mobile device space with the decrease in size and increase in processing power. It's allowing us to make protective cases that are much smaller now than they used to be in the past. So when I say that the future is tied to the increase in technology with the consumer device, that's kind of where I'm headed, is they're just getting easier and easier to use. The easier they are to use by, say, the average teenager, the easier they're able to adapt them to the enterprise use.
Well, I mean, that is amazing. Those devices are so intuitive that I think the fact that, you know, people of all ages and backgrounds can adapt to them quickly, I think, does make them a very useful tool on the enterprise side. Well, Andy, it was great to catch up and get some interesting insights from you about the mobile point of sale space. I think the correlation between how the consumer space is moving and the implications on the enterprise side, I think, are very interesting. And I hope we have the chance to explore some of those segments with you at another time. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Karen.